1989, U.S. health officials pledged to eliminate from the United States the contagious disease rubella by the year 2000. A study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association finds that while a national immunization program has nearly achieved that goal, it may take a global effort to finish the job. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Rubella, also known as German measles, is a rash-like illness that can cause fever and swollen lymph nodes. If a pregnant woman is exposed to the virus, it can cause serious birth defects like deafness, mental retardation, and heart problems. In the 1960s, tens of thousands of pregnant American women contracted rubella. But after the MMR, or Measles, Mumps, Rubella vaccine program began in 1969, those numbers plummeted. In the new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, researchers found that from 1990 through 1999 in the U.S., an average of only 232 rubella cases were reported each year. For Susan Reif, a CDC epidemiologist and lead author on the study, that's great news. But there was something even more intriguing going on.
From mid-1990s, around 95, 96, instead of seeing it in the U.S.-born population, now we saw it in persons that were born outside the United States.
Reif says that means part of the goal was reached, because U.S.-born residents weren't spreading rubella. But it was being reintroduced by immigrants, primarily those from Latin American countries. From 1997 to 1999, 20 of the 24 babies born with the birth defects associated with rubella were born to Hispanic mothers. Reif says of 47 countries in the Americas, only 44 have rubella immunization programs, and most of those programs have only been operating for a few years. But that's not the only region of concern. Countries like India, China, and Russia also do not routinely vaccinate against rubella. Neither do most African countries. And Reif says that makes the goal of eliminating rubella in the U.S. a bit harder.
We know that because rubella circulates in many other countries, that we will have imports or people coming in that have been exposed outside the United States.
So Reif thinks it's in America's best interest to help other countries build their rubella vaccination programs. Ciro de Quadros agrees. He directs the Division of Vaccines and Immunization for the Pan American Health Organization, and he's optimistic about rubella elimination.
It's achievable. It's an eradicable disease. What needs is the political will, the resources, and the desire for the countries to do that. But as I said, it's not for tomorrow.
De Quadros says many of these countries have other priorities, like eradicating polio. And there are other barriers. Tracking rubella in many countries is marginal at best. And because as many as half of rubella cases have mild symptoms, they may never be officially reported. Still, Susan Reif of the CDC says there's good reason for optimism. The preliminary 2001 count for reported rubella cases in the United States stands at a record low of 20. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.